This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Another big day of news, hard to get it all in. But we'll try our best. Trump gets his revenge today. The Trump legal team plays a scorching montage of Democrats inciting and challenging past elections. His lawyer, attorney Bruce Castor, called Trump the most pro-police, anti-mob president in U.S. history, suggesting that Democrat lawmakers turned a blind eye to BLM protests. He said the attack on the Capitol was in no way an insurrection. Insurrection is a term of art. It's defined in the law. It involves taking over a country, a shadow government, taking the TV stations over, having some plan on what you're going to do when you finally take power. And clearly this is not that. But they played montages of Democrats doing the exact same thing they're impeaching Trump over, namely calling for violence against Republicans. Interspersed throughout are clips of leftists committing violence against conservatives following the incitement. And I got to tell you, this is exactly what they did with the first impeachment. It was over a phone call with the president of Ukraine. And it was all about Biden committing fraud. And Trump was asking about the fraud. And they wanted to impeach him for asking about the fraud committed by Biden. Meanwhile, Biden's on video saying that he forced Ukraine to fire the prosecutor by withholding $1 billion in American aid. That's your tax money. It's amazing. Never seen anything like it. Of course, the impeachment trial will end with an acquittal. You know, I'm a glasses half full guy versus a glasses half empty guy. Democrats will say Trump's the only president ever impeached twice, and I will say Trump's the only president ever acquitted twice. So it's kind of interesting, you know, glass half full, glass half empty. Trump will be acquitted for the second time. I want to read you my commentary because I think this is, a very important news story you all have to understand. It comes out on Sunday in newspapers around the country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. I've been banned by Twitter, you're next. That's the headline. I've been banned by Twitter, you're next. I was banned by Twitter this week. Trust me, if you're a conservative or a patriot, read this story carefully because you're next. I've argued for quite some time that this was coming. I warned that if Biden was elected, Democrats would overplay their hand. They'd open the borders and let the whole world in. They'd legalize millions of illegal aliens already in this country. They'd confiscate guns. They try to destroy the energy industry in the name of climate change. They tax and regulate small business to death. They'd make election fraud easy, legal, and permanent. They'd pass a slew of executive orders that benefit China. And worst of all, they'd ban, censor, intimidate, and book burn. It was easy to predict. This is what socialists and communists always do. Free speech and socialism cannot coexist. I learned all of this at Columbia University, class of 83. My classmates were almost all from the richest and most powerful families in America. Yet they proudly called themselves communists. They boasted of their hatred for wealth, wealthy people, business owners, and a quote-unquote racist country called America. They vowed to overwhelm the U.S. economic system, bankrupt business owners, kill capitalism, and turn America into a socialist nation. They're now putting that plan into place. The COVID pandemic and lockdowns by Democrat governors accomplished the first job. Capitalism, small business. And it's taking care of the rest with open borders, the most executive orders in history, massive new taxes and regulations on the way. And then there's the censoring and banning. Here's a quote that sums up what's happening and why. In our state, naturally, there is and can be no place for freedom of speech, press, and so on for the foes of socialism. These freedoms must be classified as a counter-revolutionary crime. Andrea Vyshinsky, Soviet foreign minister under Stalin, from the Law of the Soviet State, 1948. Do you recognize the thinking? This is a socialist takeover of America. All the other Silicon Valley masters of the universe are purging dissent, just like the communist tyrants of Stalin's day. They decided free speech is dangerous to their plan. Iranian mullahs are mass murderers, yet they remain on Twitter. Communist Chinese leaders remain on Twitter while they abuse human rights and send critics to prison camps. Venezuela dictator Nicolas Maduro remains on Twitter, even though he's arrested, tortured, and murdered his political opposition and led his citizens to mass poverty, misery, and starvation. Pedophiles and perverts remain on Twitter. Actually, the Supreme Court ruled 8-0 that convicted sex offenders and rapists have the right to social media. The Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, just demanded Twitter ban 1,000 accounts of his political rivals because they are spreading misinformation. Twitter's response? The same company that banned me for my conservative political views said they will not ban these accounts in India because Twitter advocates, quote, for the right of free expression. But not in America. Not when it involves conservatives. Then tweets won't be allowed to flow. Then free expression is banned. India's prime minister made a big mistake. He should have simply accused his opposition of being pro-Trump conservatives. That would have been the end of that. They would have been banned. A decade ago, I gave a speech to 1,000 conservatives in San Francisco. I opened with a joke. I said it's a little confusing to be in a city where you could be openly gay, openly transsexual, but you have to be a closet conservative. It was a joke, and the crowd roared. Now look how far we've come. Being a conservative is now a crime worthy of banning in America. Conservatives are clearly the last remaining group that can be openly discriminated against. It's legal to make me and my opinions disappear, even though my opinions represent 74 million voters in the past election. At least 74 million. Even though I was clearly popular on Twitter. I gained over 70,000 new fans on Twitter in just a few weeks around the election. But see, there's the real problem. There's the rub, as they say. I was popular, and I speak raw truth. My opinions were attracting quite a following. Twitter and liberals couldn't allow that. The truth might catch on. Truth might spread. Americans might start to ask questions. That would be bad for business. So now, I'm a political prisoner in America. My opinions are banned. What's next? Black armbands for conservatives? Gun confiscation? Re-education camps? Take this seriously, because you're next. My column that comes out this weekend in newspapers around the country as syndicated by Creator Syndicate. I've been banned by Twitter. You're next. The other big news story of the day for me, I mean, actually, Andrew Cuomo is the second big news story, but I'll save that for the next segment. But I want to get into Alana Pressley. Alana Pressley says cancel $50,000 in student debt and provide $2,000 a month payments to Americans and illegal immigrants. Far-left squad member Alana Pressley, Democrat in Massachusetts, is calling on Democrats to cancel up to $50,000 in student debt and provide $2,000 monthly payments to both Americans and illegal immigrants following President Biden's call to go big in the next coronavirus relief package. Can you imagine? Pressley responded to a February 10th post from Biden who said Democrats must go big, and she said that's right, listing off her two primary progressive goals. We can cancel at least $50,000 in student debt right now and send families, including our immigrant neighbors, $2,000 survival checks a month until this crisis is over. Let's make it happen. Now, Pressley's among dozens of progressive lawmakers who signed a letter to both Biden and VP Kamala Harris last month asking they include recurring payments in any future coronavirus relief proposals. Recurring direct payments until the economy recovers will help ensure that people can meet their basic needs, provide racially equitable solutions, and shorten the length of the recession. The letter said, led by Representative Ilhan Omar, of course. As we look at the coming year, another one-time round of checks would provide a temporary lifeline, but when that money runs out, families will once again struggle to pay for basic necessities. Really, why is that? Because you created unemployed people with your lockdowns? And I'm responsible for that? And checks must extend to all immigrant workers, refugees, and their families. Presley is hardly the only Democrat lawmaker to push Biden to tackle the cancellation of student debt. While the Biden administration has suspended student loan payments through September, Biden has also demonstrated a willingness to cancel up to $10,000 in student debt, a proposal that does not go far enough for many progressives such as Presley and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader, joined the mounting calls from progressives in the House, writing, "Today would be a great day for President Biden and Vice President Harris to cancel student debt." It's all unbelievable when you really think about it. $2,000 a month for illegal aliens. They choose to come here. They choose to come here and break into the country illegally. And you think I have to pay for it? This is just a tragedy. $2,000 a month. $24,000 a year for illegal aliens. And as far as student debt, think of all the people in America who paid their debt. Think of me who paid off my daughter's $260,000 debt for 4 years at Harvard University. Like a sucker, I paid it. Think of me now paying for my son who's in Texas, college in Texas. And the bill is $74,000 a year, as much as an Ivy League school. Thank God he gets a large scholarship, so I don't have the entire bill. He gets $42,000 a year off the bill. So out of $72,000, I pay about, I think it's $32,000 a year. But I'm a sucker because I pay that bill. Think of all the blue-collar people who never went to college at all. And they got to pay your bill while you went to a fancy college and studied art history or ballet and never getting a job? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns. And of course, this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allyn Root sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or
or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. It is Friday. Friday is always a good day. I'm coming up on, isn't it Sunday? I think it's Valentine's Day, right? So it's Valentine's Day weekend coming up. It's a three-day Valentine's Day weekend. Happy Valentine's Day, all of you lovers out there and all of you husbands and wives out there. Happy Valentine's Day. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior. The root's on fire. Sponsor of this segment of the show. Here's your Valentine's Day gift. Give the person in your life some gold, baby, some gold and silver. It's better than diamonds and jewelry even. That's nothing better than gold and silver at this point. Because if you have been listening to my show and you understand what's happening as we speak and what's about to happen, what's coming down the pike, Biden is going to bankrupt this country, or Kamala Harris is going to bankrupt this country, you know, if Biden winds up being replaced or dropping out or dropping dead or whatever the hell's going to happen to a guy that's that old and that feeble. And it would be terrible and a tragedy. I don't want anything bad to happen to Joe Biden, but it's pretty obvious. It's like talking about, you know, a feeble old grandfather who has dementia, who's in his last days. You know it. And you don't want anything bad to happen to him. You love him. But it doesn't mean you'd be ignorant if you didn't think there was a chance something was going to happen. And so if something happens to Joe Biden, you could have Kamala Harris as president. And it doesn't matter. They're interchangeable. They're both going to bankrupt the United States of America. So whether it's Biden or Harris, it's the bankruptcy of America. And as they bankrupt America, you need to own gold and silver, because your gold and silver could be worth so much money that it replaces all the lost income and assets that you've got in your bank account or in the stock market that were going to zero. You know, your gold and silver could replace all that. Let's say you have $1 million in the bank account, and the dollar goes down to where the $1 million is worth $10,000, like Zimbabwe. But meanwhile, you have $10,000 worth of gold, and the $10,000 is worth $1 million. Well, you just replaced it all. You're okay. That's the point of gold and silver. They're like an insurance policy in case the dollar goes kafooey, in case the stock market goes kafooey. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. And ASI is the one to buy from. They've been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients, sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold was up 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. And with Democrats in charge now, man, the debt is about to go through the stratosphere. Call up Rich and Michael Chekin, the owners of ASI. It's a Michael is the uncle, Rich is the nephew, and they've been my close personal friends for 16 years. You tell them Wainwright sent you, receive a free consultation and a free one-ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or visit AssetStrategies.com, AssetStrategies.com. I've mentioned to you at the end of my segment, I think it was with Christina Leyla, I mentioned of the Gateway Pundit, that some of these liberals, you know, are just crazy. And they want to, you know, they're communists and they want to destroy the country. But others are just weak snowflakes who really believe that you can't leave your apartment because of COVID. I mean, it's crazy. You realize that since June, Vegas has been open. June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February. For the last 9 months, multiply 9 months times 7 weeks, that's 63 weeks. The last 63 weeks, and what's 63? Hold on, I'm doing some math. 63 times 7. So for the last 400... No, that's not right. That's not right. I got it wrong. For the last 9 months times 4... Oh, 36. Excuse me, I'm sorry. For the last 36 weeks times 7, for the last 252 is the right number. For the last 252 days in a row, I've gone out to eat. And I sit in a restaurant for 2 hours, my mask is off, I'm eating, I'm enjoying, I'm drinking, I'm having fun, I'm talking to my guests, I'm doing business meetings, and there's COVID in the air, and I'm alive. Isn't that amazing? 252 days in a row, and I'm alive. And yet there are liberals who won't leave their house or their dorm room. So here's Berkeley, California, the most communist university in America. They've imposed a self-sequester period for all on-campus residents, not allowing them to go to the store or even exercise outside. The strict quarantine measures announced February 1st by university officials. February 1st, COVID's dying. COVID's dying out. Are you the stupidest people in the world? They limit students who live on campus from leaving campus unless it's an emergency, require students to stay in their dorm room as much as possible, require to remain in a room and wear a face covering while in all common areas, including bathrooms, unless you're brushing your teeth, washing your face, or showering. Students are allowed to leave their dorm in limited circumstances, such as going to have COVID tests in case of an emergency or to obtain food. A follow-up announcement clarified stated students will only be allowed to pick up food at a kiosk located out of their dorm hall. After students pick up the food, they'll return immediately to their room. Students are not allowed to leave their room for solo outdoor exercise. For students who want to use the restrooms in their residence hall, they can only do so when no one else is in the restroom. Snowflakes, you're melting.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo denies there was any kind of cover-up concerning the state's coronavirus deaths within nursing homes.
All the deaths in the nursing homes and in the hospitals were always fully, publicly, and accurately reported. The numbers were the numbers, always.
The New York Democrat insisting the state was initially focused on responding to a federal request for data, which resulted in delays when state lawmakers requested the same information. Winter storm warnings remain in effect from Texas to Maine for a powerful storm bringing a wide variety of weather with it. People from Texas continue to clean up from snow that fell there as wind chill readings are in the teens all the way to the Gulf Coast. The storm affecting over 100 million Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, if you want to call in, we're taking calls, no guests this hour, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAY. Any of you been banned? Why were you banned? What do you think about what happened to me, Wayne Allyn-Root? Give us a call, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. By the way, you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and you can find all my commentaries and columns and videos at RootForAmerica.com. Root, R-O-O-T, for America.com. Here's an interesting story. Nothing to do with politics, but caught my eye because I do love a good steak. And an Israeli startup prints the world's first ribeye. Is the world crazy or what? Is the world getting wild or what? You can print a ribeye? Israeli-based Aleph Farms has created the world's first slaughter-free steak using three-dimensional bioprinting and real cells from a cow. Aleph teamed up with biomedical researchers at the Technion Israel Institute of Technology to print lab-grown ribeyes intended for human consumption without slaughtering an animal. It incorporates muscle and fat similar to its slaughtered counterpart, adding that steaks taste just like a juicy ribeye steak you'd buy from the butcher. Aleph's technology is unique. It prints actual living cells that are then incubated to grow, differentiate, and interact in order to acquire the texture and qualities of a real steak. Didier Tubia, co-founder and CEO of Aleph Farms, called the 3D printed meat a breakthrough. He added, "This milestone for me marks a major leap in fulfilling our vision of leading a global food system transition towards a more sustainable, equitable, and secure world. While lab-grown meat is in its infancy, it will take the company a couple of years to advance the technology to scale production up to be commercially available." If you thought 3D printed steaks are weird, readers may recall not too long ago, we reported California food company Eat Just Inc. received the all-clear by Singapore to sell lab-grown chicken meat. So I guess the question I would have is, does this count as real meat or real chicken, and therefore is it something a vegetarian could eat because you're no longer killing animals? Couldn't a vegetarian finally eat meat and chicken because you didn't kill an animal? I would think so. And it certainly is now climate change friendly, right? Lab-grown meat is going to cut down on CO2 emissions because no more farting cows, right? I don't think a fake cow farts, right? They're not printing 3D cow farts, are they? So you would think it's all wonderful with the liberals, you would think. I don't know. The other big news story, by the way, that I have not gotten to on today's show is of the Lincoln Project. Can you excuse me for a minute? Just had to get that in. Because the Lincoln Project is a bunch of losers that hated Trump so much. They were deranged people with Trump derangement syndrome. And they claimed they were Republicans. They hated Trump so much. And they were so vicious to him. And it turns out they're led by a bunch of pedophiles. They're led by a bunch of sexual perverts. They're led by guys who harassed children, I guess. You know what? Maybe I'm saying it wrong. He harassed everybody looking for a job, and they were probably 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds. Maybe he's not a pedophile. Pedophile would be, by definition, right, if you're harassing, like, 8-year-olds or 5-year-olds. These were people looking for jobs. Steve Schmidt was the co-founder of the Lincoln Project, and he is resigning because the other guy, John Weaver, turned out to be pressuring a lot of men and boys who tried to get involved in his little orbit against Trump into having sex. And they were likely abuse of power, illegal acts, I would think, based on descriptions of them. But these guys, again, I've said this so many times over the last few months, that somebody turns out to be a weirdo, someone turns out to be a pervert, someone turns out to be a liar, someone turns out to be an evil, mean-spirited person that is abusing everybody around them at work. And these are all never Trumpers. There's something they've got in common. These are not good people. These are not happy people. All the people that hated Trump have their own problems in their own lives. Something's wrong with them. So news just broke. Lincoln Project co-founder Steve Schmidt is resigning from the group's board. As a reminder, here's what he said earlier. The Lincoln Project will be delighted to open its books for an audit immediately after the Trump campaign and all affiliated super PACs do so. In response to inquiries about how much of the donations went to their personal bank accounts rather than ads designed to defeat Trump. In his statement, he claims, and so this is, and John Weaver's the one who was doing the molesting. He claims he was molested as a 13-year-old. Of course, they've all got excuses. Just fall back on Me Too. Everybody got molested when they were a little kid, and that's why now they molest others. Sorry, that doesn't hold water. That's not an excuse. The group of lifelong Republican Party consultancy, this is what's wrong with the Republican Party. And these are all people that went on TV and badmouthed Wayne Root. You know, one of them, and I never remember which is the one. I don't know if it was Rick Wilson, Steve Schmidt, or John Weaver. But one of them went on with Rachel Maddow on MSNBC and spent like 7 minutes of a huge segment just completely denigrating Wayne Allyn Root. This was like 7 years ago, right before Trump, 6 or 7 years ago. And they just had the worst things to say about me because I'm a real conservative. And they always say it by saying, see, I'm a real Republican, and this guy, Wayne Root, is terrible, and he ruins our party. Really, you're a real Republican. Yeah. Group of lifelong Republican Party consultants who, under the name of the Lincoln Project, got very rich in 2020 with anti-Trump online messaging, have now spent weeks responding to numerous scandals on multiple fronts. Despite the gravity of these scandals, its conduct the third tonight was in a whole new category of sleaze. And not only infuriated the longtime allies, but also constituted the abuse of Twitter's platform to commit likely illegal acts. The primary effect of the Lincoln Project was to personally enrich its key operatives, I'm reading an article from Zero Hedge, by cynically exploiting the fears of U.S. liberals. Reporting throughout 2020 conclusively demonstrated the vast majority of the tens of millions of dollars raised by the group was going to firms controlled by its founders. One of its most prominent founders, Rick Wilson, personally collected $65,000 for liberals through GoFundMe for an anti-Trump film he kept promising, but which never came. To this day, he refused to explain what he did with the money. A study. Did you realize I've started a couple of PACs in my life and I never took a penny? A penny! I didn't even take $1.50 for a Coca-Cola. Nothing! These guys get rich off these PACs. They're such criminals! On Monday, the Associated Press published a comprehensive exposé with new facts about two of the group's growing scandals. It reported in June 2020, members of the organization's leadership were informed in writing and in subsequent phone calls of at least 10 specific allegations of harassment against co-founder John Weaver, including two involving Lincoln Project employees, directly contradicting the group's emphatic denial that it knew nothing about Weaver's misconduct until the New York Times reported on them at the end of January. As AP delicately put it, these new materials raise questions about the Lincoln Project statement last month that it was shocked when accusations surfaced publicly this year. The gay news outlet, The Washington Blade, published emails and other correspondence demonstrating the high likelihood that the group's denials regarding its past knowledge of Weaver's misconduct were false. Anyway, I could go on and on and on. I'm not going to go on and on and on. It's disgusting, absolutely disgusting. It makes me want to retch. This guy was like a gay, perverted, serial gay sexual abuser who went after everybody that went near him. A predator. This is the way Fox News put it in a simple paragraph. Lincoln Project co-founder Steve Schmidt resigned from the embattled anti-Trump organization Friday night, claiming he did so to make room for the appointment of a female board member as the first step to reform of the Lincoln Project. Axios was the first to report on Schmidt's exit, which follows an exodus of senior staff since the Associated Press and New York Magazine ran bombshell reports indicating the leadership at the Lincoln Project were aware of at least 10 sexual harassment allegations against co-founder John Weaver. Two of those allegations involved Lincoln Project employees who were communicated to leadership after Schmidt and other colleagues denied having any knowledge of Weaver's behavior. In any case, basically, you know, from what I've read, this guy Weaver was just a sexual predator. And it's just like Harvey Weinstein, except he's a gay version of Harvey Weinstein. And so every guy that tried to work for the Lincoln Project, you know, got the same treatment. You know, yeah, sure. You have sex with me. You do this to me. You do that to me. You tie me up in bed and, you know, I'll make sure you get hired. That's the kind of people you're dealing with here. Disgusting people. Terrible people. But a gay version of Harvey Weinstein. So all I could say is, I'm the real Republican conservative. I'm not into weird things. I'm not a pervert. I've never done anything evil. I've never hurt anybody. I've never pressured anyone in my life into having sex. You guys did all that, but then you attacked people like me and Donald Trump for believing in a wall, for believing in lower taxes, for believing in less regulations, for believing this is a Judeo-Christian nation, for believing that capitalism is good? What's bad about any of those things? What's extreme about any of those things? Nothing. The American people are on my side in every one of those things. But you went on MSNBC and you badmouthed me. You pissed on me for no reason. Except you're hateful, horrible people, you're evil, and you're all liberal Democrats masquerading as Republicans. You've got nothing to do with the Republican Party or conservatism at all. You're frauds. Every one of you that hated Trump was a fraud. All right, sponsor of this segment, Freedom Health Alliance. Speaking of stress, I mean, this nation is under such stress and such turmoil. Your immune systems are facing the most stress maybe in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they've got a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50%, 5-0, on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution. But I put them together, Active Silver Solution, Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, Natural Immune Support, handpicked by me for you, 50% off. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free, 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR and get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle, 888-910-0341, or go to freedomhealthalliance.com.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee. And men, I have a special challenge for you. I want to encourage you in this Valentine's month of February to love yourself and to love your wife. Do you know the number one thing you can do to love your wife is to be the best you can be? We have helped tens of thousands of people to transform at the cellular level, to reverse all their illnesses, to lose all their fat, to get back their mojo, their energy, their power, their strength. Your wife deserves the best you possible. So do this for yourself, and only in the month of February, we are going to give you a special bargain, unbelievable offer. That's right. Your wife can join you for free. The greatest Valentine's gift you could ever give your wife, the greatest way you can show your love. So call us today at 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007 or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Don't forget my book, Trump Rules. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere fine books are sold. And, of course, my podcast, which is now 7 days a week, War Raw. You can find that anywhere you download podcasts, including Spotify and Apple, et cetera, et cetera. And you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and you can find all my commentaries and my videos at RootForAmerica.com. Were you here when I was talking about Berkeley University and the incredible lockdown? You may only use the restroom when it's not occupied by another resident. These are the communal restrooms. You're not allowed to leave your room for solo outdoor exercise. Students who violate the sequestering requirements could be subject to serious residential conduct sanctions. Students are encouraged to report violations of the guidelines by other students. Megan Wang, a sophomore at UC Berkeley, told Campus Reform the students who went back to campus are being put under house arrest. This is like being under arrest. It's like being in a prison cell. This is so crazy, especially now. You know, look, I can't see this ever. I can't. It's not like I'm saying I would have agreed to it if it happened last March. But if it happened last March, it would make more sense than now. This is just stupid. Can you imagine now? COVID's going away. There's no reason for it. It's just insanity squared. It's like going to prison, not college. And then as far as voter fraud, you know the thing that Twitter doesn't want me to talk about anymore? You know why? Because we're right about it. That's the sign you're right. Don't you understand? You're right above the bullseye. You're right above the bullseye. The flak gets heaviest when you're right above the target. The web reports could not be confirmed. Virginia Delegate Chris Head responds to ballot dumps of 300,000 in Virginia. 300,000 Biden votes to zero. A Republican delegate from the Virginia House provided a response to a constituent's questions about the 2020 presidential election results in Virginia. The response leads to more questions. A Virginia resident shared a post from the Gateway Pundit. See? They're the only ones on top of this. In the above report, we noted overall three entries of over 300,000 votes for Biden were posted in the database to Biden's vote total in Virginia. Two entries of over 300,000 votes were taken away from Trump. We also reported that a judge looked at the state's methods of counting absentee ballots and ruled against them. One of those changes allowed ballots arriving after Election Day without a postage mark indicating when they were mailed to be counted. Now a circuit court judge has ruled that the rule in question violates state statutes and the practice will be banned in the future. Okay, but Biden's president, Trump's not. That's not right. The purpose of our article was to point out that Virginia had five large vote recordings that were over 300,000 ballots for Biden that were suspect, and the state allowed ballots to be counted that had no evidence of being mailed. Both of these items indicate large-scale fraud in Virginia. A Virginia resident forwarded our post to a Republican representative who provided the following information in an email to their constituents who received a copy of the response. The representative starts off referencing Dominion, which was not even mentioned in our post, and suggests that Trump won 24 or 27 localities in Virginia, and therefore the election there was no problem with Dominion machines. The representative even provided a list, but not including Fairfax. It is unknown what logic was used to make this argument. Next, the representative stated the local committee chairman had no problem with a portion of Dominion's work and noted that Dominion has sued some people, insinuating, therefore, they must be legitimate. Next, the representative claims the Gateway Pundit data is manipulated two times. First, in Edison Research, the numbers only appear as whole integers, unlike in the Gateway Pundit article. Second, Edison Research's data had the margin of votes from a few hundred to over 2,000 edited. What the representative claims is the Edison data is in whole numbers. This is not true. The data received from the New York Times live feed on election night does not include whole numbers, and they have to be derived from the report. This is what the media was using to report the official results for the election. Second, the file we received was for all of Virginia, which accounts for the small differences between our numbers and the representative's numbers, which are for Fairfax County only. Next, the representative notes the following regarding the massive vote dumps in Fairfax County. First large vote dump entry. You know what? I don't even want to go into this. You get it. They're making excuses. The Republicans are scared to death to say the election was stolen because they think they'll get canceled by Twitter and Facebook and everybody else. So they don't want to say the election was stolen. That's all it comes down to. They're scared of their own shadow or they're in on it. How about Colorado? Colorado's 2020 election results are also in and they're suspect. Biden's numbers raise serious red flags. The alleged turnout is more like Saddam Hussein's Iraq than the United States. Here are the red flags. First of all, too many people voted. 85% of the voters in Colorado voted in the election. Okay, they claim that Biden beat Donald Trump by a crazy number. In 16, Trump lost Colorado by 100,000 or so votes to Hillary. Hillary got 1.3 million votes to Trump's 1.2. Obama got 1.2 in Colorado in 2008, 1.3 in 2012. But in the 2020 election, Joe Biden got 1.8 million votes in Colorado to Trump's 1,366,000. We're supposed to believe this? Joe Biden improved on Hillary's haul by 465,000 votes with a turnout of 85%, and he never campaigned once in Colorado. And keep in mind, Trump was up by 166,000 votes over last time. He increased by 166, but Biden attracted 460,000 more votes than Obama. Impossible.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.